Thursday's edition of the daily Hospodarské noviny points out a wide gap in the performance of Czech students at the grade school and college levels. While younger students excel in school compared to the rest of the world, in higher education both enrollment and results are unimpressive. Radio Prague's Christian Felvy reports on the situation and one of the ideas to improve it.
The good news is that primary and secondary school students in the Czech Republic are doing great. The Program for International Student Assessment, for example, ranks them 15th in the world in maths and sciences. But the picture at the college level is more grim, starting with the fact that only 14% of Czechs actually finish university, half the average of other well-educated countries. While competition drives more than 1 in 10 to continue their education after college elsewhere in the EU, only 6% of adults in the Czech Republic do so. As competition raises the stakes for college-educated workers in the country, who make 92% more money, some education specialists, like Lukáš Sedláček of the Anglo-American University, are pointing to a crisis. Grade schools in the Czech Republic are excellent at getting their students to learn facts and figures, but further education does not require of the students what it should.
It's more important in tertiary education, especially for the students to use the information in some useful manner and to kind of think critically about the issues they are being presented, to write essays, to present their arguments, and that's something that students, I'm afraid, are not let into in the Czech Republic. We don't train them that much in reflection upon the text they read, thinking their own arguments, presenting it in essay form, paper form, or in presentation form. That's, I think, the main problem.
The problem is, of course, not on the part of the students, but blame cannot be placed entirely on the teachers either. Not only are they getting older, half of educators are over 46, and teachers fresh out of college amount to only 3%, but the systemic effort seems to be to program rather than motivate students. Experts cite a lack of attention towards individual aid for gifted students, little reward for effort and activity, and a dearth of interest in inter-school activities, such as academic Olympics. And Mr. Sedláček notes a fundamental barrier to improving that situation.
The trouble is that once there is not much money in the state universities, what happens is that professors get very low salary, and then they teach also either at private universities or they go and work in business part-time or sometime, which means they don't view the teaching as a priority. It's quite a difference if you teach a class and you have to do 5 things during the day. You don't spend overall that much time in preparation for the class, and you don't invest that much into the students.
With a 10% cut on state employees' salaries lurking on the horizon, teachers' financial lives are not going to get any better in the next couple of years, it seems. One interesting proposal is garnering a great deal of support, left, right, and center, though. The government's Economic Council has proposed subsidizing students' stays at learning institutions abroad. They'll pay for you to go to Harvard, screams the headline of Hospodářské noviny, for example. In return, the students will come home to serve as state employees for, say, 2 years. Lukáš Sedláček believes that may be just the thing to breathe a bit of new life into the education system.
Idea. There has to be a big amount of attention paid to this university theme because it's quite bad unless the government really invests in innovations and a high quality tertiary education and squeezing the best out of the population we have down here in like 5-10 years' time, and even more so, it will show in the rankings of the Czech Republic's economy in the world as such. So it is very important, and I'm very happy that the council came up with this proposal.
The proposal, however, remains a proposal for the time being. It lacks details and has plenty of room for pitfalls, Mr. Sedláček says. But in a time of reform and austerity in the Czech Republic, it at least seems a constructive idea that enjoys general support.
Many thanks to Christian Felvy.